This is Retirement Talk. I'm Dal Lowry. I've entitled this podcast, What Are the Symptoms? This gel is kind of cold, she said, and started to run a little plastic-like gizmo around on my belly and chest. The sonogram machine that detects embryos and can tell you if you're having a boy or a girl is the common use for these things. But I am male and 73 years old. I wasn't going to have a baby of either sex. One thing about these things, she says, they are completely pain-free. Just a little cold as it glides along. I could see on the screen what she was looking at. My abdominal aorta. Now, why would she be doing that? I have always been a healthy guy, exercise, vegetarian the last 10 or 15 years, correct weight, non-smoker, no pain or symptoms of any problems whatsoever. What was I doing lying there in this darkened room with some young nurse looking inside me at my aorta? That's what I want to talk about in this podcast. Why was I there? We retired people all have a few things in common, some of which are we have time to slow down. We can stay up late. We're not as fast as we used to be, and we're tending towards older age. There are others, but that will do to make my point. Our bodies break down, sometimes a little bit at a time. No question, they do change. I never like to hear about all the health issues of older people. When we used to call my mother, usually every Sunday, as we dialed the phone, we would say lightheartedly to each other, "Let's see who is sick, in the hospital, or died this week." I wasn't going to be like that when I got older. That is why I approached this podcast with a great deal of trepidation. I'm going to talk about a health issue. One of mine, but it could easily be one of yours as well. I had never heard of this thing, and neither had anyone else I have talked to. They have heard of the problem, but never how it can be discovered before it blows and takes you into the netherworld in 10 seconds or less. Not many, perhaps no one, lives to tell the tale. Perhaps my naivety springs from a pretty healthy life so far. But just a couple of months ago, I got a call from my doctor's office telling me that they hadn't seen me for over a year, and I was due for a general medical wellness discussion with the doctor. It's free, no cost. We schedule. They ask what seems like silly little things. What year is it? Who's the president? Can you pick up that piece of paper? What medications are you on? Can you spell world backwards? Etc. I did good. As I was about to leave the office, I asked the doctor if he thought these kind of tests were worth the time, money, and energy. Oh, absolutely, he said, and went on. We find all sorts of things about patients we never knew, and that they never knew. We can treat them early, and we are all better off. It saves lives and money. Then he paused and asked, "Oh, by the way, did you ever smoke a pack of cigarettes in your lifetime?" I confessed to this evil deed, but it had been 33 years since I had given up a very light usage of these things. In the old days, my doctors never considered me a smoker. Of course, some of those doctors were heavy smokers. Well, he went on. Some U.S. medical institution or research center of some kind recommended that if you smoke a total of one pack of cigarettes in your life, that we do a sonogram of your aorta and check for aneurysms. You might have one. Want to do it? I hesitated and then agreed. He said he would have the imaging center give me a call. A week ago, a vascular surgeon inserted a stent into my iliac artery and on up into the aorta. The aneurysm was big and could pop any time. The aorta was clear, but just below that was trouble waiting to cut my time just a bit short at any moment. Symptoms, signs, pain, etc. Nothing. Just a good doctor and a good idea, funded and implemented through a good government program. It saved us all a pack of money and allowed me to once again sit down and add to this collection of podcasts and retirement. I told my older brother, he had the test. He's at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester right now. They found something that needed to be dealt with immediately. This is retirement time, with something to think about. P.S. Since I wrote the above, 9 years have passed. No problem with the aortic stent, but another aneurysm was discovered in the iliac artery and was recently repaired. Medical science keeps me going. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Dell at retirementtalk.org.